Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. We're at the Joint Industry Forum in New York, and today I'm joined by Chris Beck, a managing director at Milliman. Chris, there's been many ways to reduce cyber risk today. What should companies do to invest, and how should they respond?
Absolutely, Lori. I think the first thing companies really need to do is to understand what their entire cyber risk landscape looks like. Every company's cyber risk landscape is different. You take two companies that look incredibly similar on their financial reports, are in the same industry, have the same clients, are about the same size, and the risk decisions they've made mean that their cyber endpoints, the way they look to a cyber bad actor, to a cyber criminal, are incredibly different. Their control environments different, their vulnerabilities are different. So the first thing to do is understand what that landscape looks like for them. And that allows them to then understand what set of controls and what set of investments are most pertinent. Maybe it's insurance, maybe a piece of risk transfer is the most valuable thing for them to do to reduce their risk, but it can be investment in a specific type of controls. It could be an investment in training their people, which are often one of the largest cyber vulnerabilities, is untrained users who are going to click on the wrong link or going to create an unnecessary vulnerability. So really the first step is to understand how those different controls and different decisions that the company can make interplay with each other and what that means for their overall risk profile. This is an adversarial risk. So the other piece is to understand how the bad actor is viewing that organization and how the bad actor could infiltrate that organization to create an attack that would be costly for a company, that would be damaging to that company's clients or the other individuals, the other groups that it works with.
How does ransomware factor into the larger cyber risk landscape?
This is why it's incredibly important to look at cyber as an absolute adversarial risk. And this is a different tool being used by the adversary. Once you understand your cyber risk landscape, the things you're doing well to prevent a cyber attack, the things you're doing poorly and can work on, you want to look at the different types of attacks. And ransomware is one type of attack. If you understand that landscape, you're able to see where that you're potentially vulnerable to a ransomware attack and what the implications are of reducing the odds that you're under a ransomware attack or your ability to recover from a ransomware attack. And it's important to remember that that may very well, the actions you take to reduce a ransomware attack may very well reduce your susceptibility to a ransomware attack or speed your recovery from a ransomware attack, but it could be transferring risk. So if we think of a very straightforward cyber example, one of the ways that you can recover from a ransomware attack is to have your data and information duplicated in multiple places. Well, that very well means that you could be victim to a ransomware attack and recover quickly. It also means that you've got many more data stores that are vulnerable to a data exfiltration attack. So understanding that entire landscape is incredibly important. Then the second piece is to look at what the bad actors are doing and move those two sets of understandings hand in hand so that you can understand both the decisions you make and what your overall exposure is.
Where do we go from here?
There's a couple of things that are incredibly important here. One, since this is an adversarial risk, we need to be looking at what the bad actors are doing, but we need to do that with an understanding that the bad actor is almost always going to have more information than the industry at large. Insurance companies are beginning to consider writing contracts that will only pay out in a ransomware attack if you do not pay the ransom. So if you pay the ransom, you're not going to receive the payment from the insurance company. The thought here is that that could reduce the severity of ransomware attacks. Similarly, governments are considering issuing rules or regulations or even guidance that says you should not be paying ransom. Bad actors have that information. They're able to make decisions, understanding what companies are doing, because often they're announcing some of their policies, understand what the insurance industry is doing, and also with a view of what the government's doing. They have that information, and the industries themselves don't have information about how the bad actors are looking at that. So it's important to try to keep as much as you possibly can up to speed and be able to change quickly as this incredibly dynamic risk continues to evolve.
Chris, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
For AM Best TV in New York, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.